Now, folks, we'd like to move over to the old man over here, the bass fiddle. And that old gentleman has been with me 33 years. And I believe during the 33 years he's been with me, he's missed something like 42 shows and been drunk on 60. Not bad. He's the ex-mayor of Norton, Virginia, Jack Cook.
Thank you.
good job, Todd, and our hands around the baker. Now we'd like to move over to the man and player, because he's from the great state of Kentucky, and he's been a playing the man and helped to sing with, I guess, between 10 and 12 years on the show, and he's helped us make a lot of all the records that we've made since that time. He's been on it, singing and picking. He's a wonderful man and player, as you've already heard. He's a good singer, too. So from the state of Kentucky, make welcome John Rigsby. And now we'd like to tell you who the young man over here to my left playing the rhythm guitar. I've known him now for 25 years. And he's been singing with me for about 8 or 9 years. I took him out of high school when he was 16 years old and got him a homebound teacher. And he taught him, and he graduated from high school with his class that he started with. He's recorded 4 CDs of his own. And when you hear, if he tries to sing a CD, why, it's the same as mine, because me and all the boys are on the CD with him. So, let's see now. He got pretty mean on me when he was about 8 or 9 years old. I didn't do what he wanted me to, why he kicked me and pinched me and just do a lot of things, spit in my face and everything. And he settled down though and done a good job. And one of his CDs was nominated for a Grammy last year. He's proud of that. He's my son, Ralph Stanley II.
You hang up your lips and roll it from your dead head. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow. That old crazy is more. But I'm just proud to go and do my fancy on the shore. And it's true I'm not the man really that I used to be. Oh, me. I still need some company. It's hard to love a man who's been sharp in your life. And the wants in the need of a woman to really drew behind the line. But it won't be long to hurt them, say, until I'm not around. Oh, don't take your love to God. She's leaving. The way I know I've heard it swear before. And if I can move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, me. Don't take your love to death. For God since coming to death. Don't take your love to death.
Now, folks, I'd like to tell you who the gentleman is that's been doing all the talking to you tonight. Now, this young man has been in this business for 57 years. And he has played in 48 states and about 17 foreign countries during his career, and he's won all kinds of awards. In 1976, he received a Doctor of Arts degree from Lincoln Memorial University in Harrogate, Tennessee. 1984, the National Heritage Award from the President of the United States. And about 3 years ago, we got the Living Legend Award from the Congress of the United States. I'll tell you what, I stand here and talk to daylight. Never say enough about this gentleman. So if you would, I'd appreciate it right now if you'd like to give me the outstanding, a big, great big hand.
Thank you.
Beck produced that soundtrack, and after it sold about 6 or 8 million copies, he wanted me to do a full CD and sing all the songs. I did, and it's released, and it's called Just Plain Ralph Stanley. And I made a video, and now and then CMT in some of the places like that, that plays it sometimes. So, a girl from the Greenbrier Show. Sometimes when I get before a big crowd like you folks, I get scared and forget the words. So I'll just keep this a layer if I need it. Lifting up, that's all. When Jesus was around here on this land, he certainly did do his Father's command. Because he knew that he was his Father's only Son, he came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When Jesus met the woman at Jacob's well, he certainly did have a sweet message to tell. The woman commenced to wonder, because he was a Jew, he came to draw sleepy's name a ringing everywhere that she go. He will draw men unto him. When she learned that it was Jesus, she ran into the town, said, "Come and see a man who told me all I had done. Is this not the messenger they call Christ? He came to draw men unto him." Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When she asked him for some water, yet it's sin she tried to hide, she commenced telling the Savior all about race pride. "But woman, if you only knew the gift of God, I came to draw men unto me." Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. Back there, if you'd like to have that as you go out, we're going to go on back to the table and give you folks a chance to get something maybe that you heard that you would like to have. So we'll be back there in the end for that one. And now I'd like to do a song from our latest gospel CD. And this one's called "A Robin Built a Nest on Daddy's Grave."
Come on, let's play. And I'm
asking John to come up and do you a couple of songs now. And while they're doing them, if one of you fine security people would bring me a bottle of water, I'd certainly appreciate it. And I'll get the other drive. So Ralph, you and John, come on up, or whoever wants to sing, and do a couple.
Yeah, we'll do one that's off my Stanley Blues CD, which was nominated for a Grammy. And this one called It'll Be Sweethearts in Heaven. John, are you ready? Where's my old singing partner at? There it is. He really likes it, but I call this song Carrying On. I'm doing my new CD, the title of my new CD on Rebel Records called Carrying On. Some mighty big shoes. The Stanley's horse and mountain bakeshare. They sang about God and heaven. They sang about mom and home. They sang about every day. I was trying to carry on. And baby, get a name of my own. My daddy's a living legend. Uncle Carter died before his time. When I walk out in the spotlight, we're all standing side by side. I know they're by my side. If I ever get back to Hilbert, get back to my home in the hills, I'm gonna have me a talk with Uncle Carter. Gonna tell him just how I feel. He'll know just how I feel. He lies upon the mountain. He's at rest in the hills of every time I think about him, the Stanley Blues I've won, the Stanley Blues I've won.
Todd, I've been getting James. I've been trying to get James here to tell me his maiden name. He won't. Do you know what his maiden name is?
I sure don't.
He won't tell.
I don't know mine.
You don't? Takes a little time to catch sort of a time joke. It takes a little time to catch that. What do you want to do, Todd?
Let's do turkey and straw, Ralph.
Turkey and straw.
Stonewalls.
I've helped record over 188 CD. I can think of more than I know. Okay, John, you have Ralph out on Stonewall. Stonewall. I know. Stonewall, Q-Bar, Ralph and John.
Stonewall still has love on my mind, and the creek has rained on the morning sky. Yes, they stuck by my mind, and all for the love of another man's life.
Chicago, Illinois, and they recorded that, I'll take that, IRA. In 1965, we went back and played at the university again, and they taped that all. So I put both of them together and released a CD of the Stanley Brothers, and I believe it's called Live at Chicago, I believe. And you can't buy that record anywhere except from me. No stores, won't have it. I mean, I won't let them have it because the reason I done that, I wanted to get all the profit myself. There's a sale out there, and I guess I've got maybe 20 of them and about 11 of the other. And now, James, you tell the folks some more things.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much. Folks, we'd like to invite you down to Ralph's Big Annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival that's held each year on Memorial Day weekend at Carter and Ralph Stanley's old home place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia, down in the southwestern part. And next year it'll be May 27, 28, and 29. We'll be there all 3 days. We've also got Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, the Lewis family, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Jim Lauderdale, Patty Loveless is going to be there, Larry Sparks, the Lonesome Ramblers, the original Marshall family, George Shuffler, Melvin Goins, whole bunch more. So if y'all would, make plans to come and be with us on Memorial Day weekend, May 27, 28, and 29, down in southwest Virginia, where this music all started. Like to tell you a few other things we got for sale. Jack Cook's got a lot of Ralph Slater tapes and CDs. That includes our new gospel album, While the Ages Roll On. And I saw a lot of folks come by and pick that up. He's got that Man of Constant Sorrow CD that features some of the cuts from the movie soundtrack, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, the original cuts that Ralph did himself back in the 70s. You get the original recordings on that. Ralph Shinn's got his albums, tapes, and CDs back there, some t-shirts. Our bus driver, E.C. French, has some Ralph Stanley caps and t-shirts, and a brand new Stanley Brothers sweatshirt. Now that's something you can't find on eBay. And we'd like for y'all to come back and take a look at what we have. Steve Sparkman's got his banjo CDs, and I've got some guitar albums, and we'll be back at the back to say hello and shake and howdy with you. We appreciate you folks coming out tonight, and we hope we can come back again. This has been a fun show, and thank y'all for being a wonderful audience.
I had a request, well, I had several requests, a little claw hammer and the banjo. You know, I don't play the banjo much anymore, and I've sort of got stiff and old, but so if I make a mistake, well, forgive me, but I'll try to play you the first tune that I ever learned to play.
Sellersville, Pennsylvania, at the Sellersville Theater down there. Sunday night, we'll be in Troy, New York, at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. And then on Tuesday, we'll be at the Town Hall in New York City. Any of those shows that y'all can make, we'd be glad to have you come out and be with us again.
Yeah, we're not really nice to meet you. We'll try to do the same show and maybe a little something next year. If, when you come in, if you tell us, well, we saw you the other night, so do a couple of new ones tonight. And now, we're going to get John Ridge to bring the mantle up here and kick everything off. All the Clinch Mountain boys will take a little part in this. And it's a tune that's called Rawhide. And after that, well, we're going to say good night to you. And so on. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you very much.
Take just a second for Torch to get me tuned here. Y'all are ready. I'll do a little song here. Wake already told you. Raw, I didn't. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you. What's he done?
Let me stay until I die. Is it true?